All right, here we go again. What is going on? We have to ask that so much now. We all want to know why Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon, who shot and killed 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, didn't use a taser gun. Well, according to interim Columbus police chief Michael Woods, he says if there's not deadly force being perpetrated on someone else at that time, an officer may have the opportunity to have cover, distance, and time to use a taser. But if those things aren't present and there is an active assault going on in which someone could lose their life, the officer can use their firearm to protect that third person. Officers are trained that when they use their gun, they must stop the threat in front of them. That means aiming at a person's center mass, the largest part of a person's body. When you try to start shooting legs or arms, rounds miss, and they continue, and there are people behind you that could be in danger, that are not committing anything. The mayor of Columbus promised the community a thorough investigation. So that answers the question that a lot of people were asking. Why didn't they just tase her? Why didn't they just tase her? Because he's saying she had a knife in her hand, according to the body cam video. And the police officer was trying to save that person's life, who it looked like she was trying to stab another girl. So
yeah, the girl, you've seen the video, the young lady in the pink.
The young lady in the pink.
About to get stabbed
by the car.
Yeah, apparently about to be attacked, and that's when the cop made the decision to, use deadly force the way that he did.
But that wouldn't make sense if you didn't always use deadly force. You always use deadly force. So
right.
It's for, like for every time y'all saying. Show up, what, it's deadly force.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you certainly don't need it at a traffic stop for an unarmed person.
Deadly force.
Yeah. So that answers that for now, you know.
I will say, though, it was very fast. It happened so fast.
Yeah, he fired off four rounds just so quickly, and she's gone.
Well, that happened fast. The spill out of the house, it was all just, it was quick.
Yeah.
It was all quick.
Yeah. That's why they're doing an investigation.
Yeah, chaotic is the word.
It was chaotic. It was fast. You saw a man on the video kicking girl.
Girl on the ground.
Girl on the ground. It was just a lot. No excuses for the police. And we're not making excuses, but I'm just saying, just looking at the video, you couldn't tell at first what was going on. It's just horrible.
But it seems like whenever they show up, it's like shoot and then apologize later. That just seems to be their attitude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go in shooting, and then we'll apologize later on.
Especially when we're involved.
I was going to say, you can't, right, Tommy and Carla, you can't tell me that somewhere along the line they're not told, because they do it too often when you see a black person, stop them. This is a procedure for a black person. They're just two different sets of rules, because this doesn't happen to anyone else. They have to be telling them something else besides, what they're, what?
How far away do you all think? I totally understand. Mm-hmm. Tell me this. How far away do you think this officer was from this girl?
Not far at all.
That he shot.
But
you
could have
ran
close.
Over and just tackled her before. You know what I'm saying?
She had a weapon.
She had a deadly weapon.
But that's their training. Oof. That's what the police chief is saying. She had a weapon. Now, I'm not, like I said, we're just looking at what we apparently saw.
Yeah.
On the video. But again, back to what Jay says, when it comes to us, though.
To us.
It's always kill us and then explain it later or apologize later. So it needs to be a police reform. It needs to happen immediately.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Just from top to bottom. To bottom. And who are they
hiring?
Different
attitude toward us.
Yeah,
that's all we ask for, Jay. A different attitude toward us.
All right, we're going to move on here and switch gears, because coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.